Obama calls on Americans to reject the idea that violence has any place in our democracy. By Paul Bois on April 26, 2026. Former President Barack Obama responded to the thwarted assassination attempt on President Donald Trump, as well as his cabinet members, by calling on Americans to reject the idea that violence has any place in our democracy. The former president released his call for peace on Sunday in a statement on X. Although we don't yet have the details about the motives behind last night's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, it's incumbent upon all us to reject the idea that violence has any place in our democracy, Obama said. It's also a sobering reminder of the courage and sacrifice that U.S. Secret Service agents show every day. I'm grateful to them, and thankful that the agent who was shot is going to be okay, he added. A man, now identified as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen, allegedly intended to target the president and several of his cabinet members during the White House Correspondents Association dinner on Saturday night. A resident of the Los Angeles suburb of Torrance, Allen allegedly traveled across the country by train and came to the Washington Hilton armed with a shotgun, a handgun, and multiple knives. Administration officials, not including Mr. Cash Patel, they are targets, prioritized from highest ranking to lowest, he allegedly wrote in his manifesto before later adding, I experience rage thinking about everything this administration has done. Authorities apprehended Cole Thomas Allen as he tried to storm a security checkpoint on the floor above where the event was being held, firing two shots before the U.S. Secret Service apprehended him. Only one Secret Service agent sustained gunfire but was saved by his bulletproof vest. No further injuries were sustained. During a press conference following the incident, President Trump, who had previously survived two assassination attempts, encouraged Americans to peacefully resolve their differences. I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully. We have to resolve our differences. I will say, you had Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Conservatives, Liberals, and Progressives. Those words are interchangeable perhaps, but maybe they're not, Trump said. But yet everybody in that room, big crowd, record-setting crowd, there was a record-setting group of people. And there was a tremendous amount of love and coming together. I watched, and I was very, very impressed by that.